Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish. All romance disfigured.
Why, hello, all of you fine people out there. It's Sunday. It's 4-2-6, which means it's time for another edition of Grade A Explosives with me, Andrew, and I'm here today to finish out, to put a nice cap on my South by Southwest coverage. It's the final installment I have from all the interviews I did. I did 8 of them. That's like a lot. That's an excessive amount of interviews to do. I have a sickness. I'm sorry. I mean, between that and sessions, I definitely have a sickness with going on. Anyway, the point is, today, I have put all of the interviews I did from people from the British Isles, which it took me a long time to land on how to describe all these in a way which is, not... inaccurate, but that's accurate. Everyone here is from the British Isles, consisting of, Scotland, Ireland, and, of course, Britain, the United Kingdom, as it were, and there's no problems with me saying that. So, today, I will be airing you interviews with Grey Wolf, who is doing hip-hop meets metal meets rock meets all kinds of stuff, one with Chuck, who is doing post-punk meets industrial-esque type of stuff, and Tiger Cub, who I've played enough on this show, so I don't need to really describe them to you, which. And you know what? I think I'm going to start with Chalk. I'm going to start with the fine Irish people in Chalk, one of the many bands that, decided not to play at South by Southwest, but I interviewed them anyway, because you know what? I'm just that committed to bands that I like. So here is part one of an interview I did with Irish gents in Chalk. Keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM. Interviews all day.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew. I am on the 20th floor of this lovely hotel that I'm staying at with a great view, I have to say. And I am joined by three individuals who are from the band Chalk, who are here from over the seas. Well, I guess over just the one sea, really.
I suppose.
I will let them introduce themselves because, I've gotten in trouble before for people using pseudonyms and me not knowing that. And also so that you can put a voice to a name. So, good peoples, tell the listeners who you is and what you do's in Chalk.
I'm Ben. I play the guitar and the sampler in Shock.
My name's Luke, and I play the drums in the band Shock.
I'm Ross. I do vocals and produce for Shock.
Well, I like to start off my interviews. I have a nice structure going. Yeah, I have a pattern that I like to go by. So let me just throw this out. First question that I always do. What's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. I have a feeling I might know what one of them might be, but you might have others, so tell me.
Another one. I mean, we haven't done an exhaustive amount of interviews, so I feel like...
I think we're pretty clear.
Yeah.
To be fair. Yeah. I can't think of
No, let's just see what happens, and we'll see whether we, I don't know, get up and leave or not. I guess there's something.
Just storm out.
We'll retroactively use this for the future.
Parachute off the top.
Well, there's a new record you guys have out, Conditions 2, the number 2. So I imagine that has absolutely nothing to do with Conditions, the first record of
absolutely
the same
nothing.
Name.
Absolutely nothing.
No, but is Conditions 2 a continuation of Conditions regular, Conditions 1? Or is it stuff you...
Conditions Diet. We've got coming out.
Or is it stuff that you wrote at the same time and you just are now putting it out at this point?
I'd say it's definitely a continuation, you know, that's why, you know, it's the follow-up. You know, we really did feel it was like a continuation of a lot of the themes and ideas and sounds we kind of created on the first record. You know, we felt it warranted it to be its, I don't know, sequel. You know, it feels like one larger piece of work. And, you know, they were wrote, I know, I suppose these two EPs back-to-back kind of feel like maybe our first year or year and a half is kind of like a band, really. So they all kind of feel like together. So I feel like that's why, yeah, we went for two. It does feel like that.
Yeah, and there's a big difference in the sense that the first one, we weren't like gigging at all when we wrote that EP. It was all just us behind the scenes during COVID. And then the second EP was really like when we started playing live shows, and that was a reaction to live shows and how audiences reacted. So it would be impossible to say that they're just like the same things. You know, I think they were written with different contexts, but there is a continuation there, like Ben said.
How did the live aspect change how you guys approached writing? Did it make it so that you are more conscious of what people react to, or?
It was a bit of a long process. Like we said, we didn't really have any gigs really behind us, but yeah, we were trying a lot of different ideas on stage and just sort of seeing how people reacted and see how we felt as well. Like some of the songs were in different keys and maybe different tempos, things like that. And also just, building a relationship between them songs specifically on Conditions 2, like that we kind of play the set in these bundles of this is Conditions and then this is Conditions 2, so it just felt natural, like family songs.